Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
You might listen to this episode of the podcast, so we aren't going to curse or use bad language.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yes, yeah. Welcome.
I don't know about your moms. My mom has never listened to the podcast.
Oh, no. Why
it's
would
not
you?
Really,
why
not really. And I do not fault them for that.
I'm not aware. I don't know for sure. But, yeah. That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I like it that way. No, I don't.
We get a little spicy.
Yeah, we are spicy boys.
Yeah.
My mom knows exactly how I speak. So that there's, yeah.
What's it like to be a real adult?
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. We're doing a Mother's Day episode. And to give you a little bit of a history, we have actually been trying to do a Mother's Day episode literally for the past, three years or something?
Yeah, however long it has been.
Yes. We have a little get together, usually once, maybe twice a year, yep. Just to kind of plan things out.
Summit.
Hey, like, what's coming up? Like, what big movies are coming out? What events? What should we be kind of like?
What are other things we could talk about that aren't based on movies?
Yes,
or
exactly.
Events?
Can we vary it up a little? Like what holidays or things of celebratory nature, like a Mother's Day? Yeah. And every year we're like, a Mother's Day. Yeah, we need to do a Mother's Day episode. And then we screw it up every year.
Yeah.
And we don't do it. So this year we finally did it.
This year we are homemaking those Mother's Day episodes.
Yep.
They're going to be great because they're going to be filled with love.
Mm-hmm. Filled with love.
And that's what really matters.
Yeah. So anyway, we made this episode out of popsicle sticks and elbow macaroni, but we love you. We love you, listener.
Today in my class, we made this stuff? Yeah.
It's not dry, but here, press it against the person.
Take it. Put it on the fridge.
Oh, you better.
Welcome to the warm-up!
So the warm-up this week is a fun little game. You guys know 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You guys know the game. It's a game. Okay.
It's famous. Famous!
Well,
and if you don't know it, explain it.
It's 6 Degrees of Separation, but you have to link any other person to Kevin Bacon.
Right.
By... And like, oh, well, they were...
This person was in this movie, and this person knows that person.
Yes, exactly.
Married. That person is...
It's a game of connections.
With Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are doing that with Dick Grayson today.
Oh.
Because who's more popular in the DC universe than Dick Grayson, the first Robin, current Nightwing?
Hello, I'm Jim Gordon.
Yes, I'm over-explaining because our mothers might be listening to this episode.
Yeah.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman... Sorry, you asked who would be more popular?
No. I mean, Dick Grayson knows everybody.
That's true.
Like, and everybody knows him.
That's
the accepted canon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's so friendly. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's strong, but also sleek like Swimmer.
Mm-hmm. But strong like Ox.
But also sleek like Slimer. He eats many hot dogs.
Go through a wall, he does.
He slimed me.
That's great!
Number one, Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
Connect Swamp Thing to Dick Grayson.
Is that doesn't have to be exactly...
This is a dumb podcast.
Is it?
Well, you know...
Swamp Thing was on Justice League Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Zatanna was in it. Doesn't Zatanna have a direct link to Mr. Dick? Grayson?
I don't know about this.
I thought...
To Batman, though.
To Batman, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, 99% of these are going to go through Batman.
They're all going to go through Batman.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
So I think we got
that's
there.
That's really three. All right. Yeah.
All right. Jonah Hex.
So
fan
Josh
favorite
Brolin.
Jonah Hex.
No.
Josh Brolin knows Batman.
Josh Brolin, yeah.
Is Batman.
Yeah. And, like, is somebody Jonah Hex has to, like, know directly?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Or some.
So it can't be, like, a descendant or something.
Oh,
like
are you that. Thinking, well, I mean, I think that's...
That's a quick and easy one. I think
that's okay.
It's a Justice League Unlimited. I don't know if we can go this direction.
Sure.
Justice League Unlimited, there is an episode where Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman go back in time and meet up with Jonah Hex and a bunch of other Western-y characters.
That works.
So then you got Batman straight. Yeah,
I mean, if I had gone with 6 degrees of Batman, it's too obvious. And I think that's already a game where you try to get from any topic on Wikipedia to Batman.
Yeah.
And you could do it every time.
Every time. Mine, in their current Young Justice run, maybe I'll talk about this later in another episode, but the sensational character find of 2019 is Ginny Hex, who is like a great whatever daughter of Jonah Hex, who's on the team, Young Justice team with Tim Drake, who knows Batman.
Who also... Yes. Why would you do it that way?
Listen, you can take a degree out. Listen, do what you want.
All right.
Next.
Darkseid.
Ooh.
I'm sure
Dick Grayson has not fought Darkseid.
See, it's all through your own certain lens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like, I could also connect this to Tim Drake, but I'll give it a rest.
I mean, if I had just gone with Tim Drake, you would have gone them all.
Oh, absolutely.
Not that it's a competition. As
Supergirl, is she any sort of link to...
Well, I mean, as soon as you get anywhere close to...
You get any of the team characters.
Well, you can't go through Batman, that's true.
No, I'm trying not to go through Batman.
Yeah.
Batman goes through you. But as
Supergirl, does she have a link to Dick Grayson directly?
Not really, no. I mean, like, they've met, but as far as, like, an actual... They don't really... There's not a pair that I associate with.
Because there's... Okay, Darkseid in the... At least the animated Batman...
That was from a run.
The Michael Turner run, wasn't it? Yeah. So, yeah. There's the link from Darkseid to Supergirl. Supergirl... To somebody.
Darkseid to Supergirl. Supergirl to Superman. Nightwing got his name from a mythical Kryptonian.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Called Nightwing. Yeah, Nightwing and Flamebird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why that... Yeah.
I did not know that. I never knew that.
That works.
The more you know.
Rainbows. That's actually all I got.
All right. I like it. Cool. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
What the f***?
How about that?
All right. So we're talking about Mother's Day. And okay, we have, let's be honest, we have two little bits that we're doing. Let's start with the action-based one first. Similar to what we've done with March Madness or August Oddness, where we each pick several characters and then we do like a round-robin battle sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But they're all mom characters. So it's kind of
Mommal combat.
It's
maternal combat.
I like that.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. I'm sure it's already a website.
Probably. So eight moms enter.
Mm-hmm.
One mom leaves. Well, it's not really like that exactly. There's brackets. It's organized.
Yeah. So then we just...
So first two moms enter.
Very quickly.
Then another two.
Yeah.
Very quickly, the Brian and I each picked three. Kyle picked two, and Kyle, as always, is the ringmaster.
He's the tournament announcer.
Yay! Yes. Oh, lordy.
Round one.
Mystique versus the mom from Family Circus, whose name is Thel Keen.
Isn't it?
Thel, short for Thelma Keen.
Wow. Why would you? Thelma's a fine name. Don't go be Thel. Thel's terrible.
Well, tell that to Thel.
Yeah.
Tell that to Thel or go to hell.
I'll fess up that I picked the Family Circus one.
Yeah.
But a friend just gave me a copy of Weapon Brown, which is the Weapon X Charlie Brown mashup.
Post-apocalyptic.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
It is. Sorry, Mom. It's ape crazy.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. And it goes off the wall, and it has like every other comic strip character thrown in, even just like a little hint in the background or whatever. And one of them is Family Circus, and they're like this post-apocalyptic thing. She's a little more hardcore than in the regular. She isn't as keen in this one.
Who's the one who runs around? Is that Jeffy?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's Billy, sometimes it's Jeffy.
Listen, they're all Jeffy.
Jeffy is the one who's writing the strip now, so, I mean, Jeffy got really cool about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Just sunglasses, leather jacket. Yep. Jeffy's smoking? Oh, Thel, how's Thel going to deal with this?
She takes more pills.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Some thallium.
Oh, boy.
Mama I'm just saying, she's got
to
be
pretty fast to keep up with that, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A lot of cases for Mom from Family Circus.
Mystique is just a killing machine.
Yes.
And I mean, she could disguise herself as Jeffy.
She could disguise...
To get Thel to let her guard down.
I feel like she could disguise herself as either of the Mom from Family Circus's haircuts.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, my hair looks great. Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
That's Mystique on your head.
Wait a second. Mystique killed her 10 plus years ago. 1996. That's when she changed her hair. I looked it up. Why did she change her hair? Mystique the whole time.
Are we saying easily that Mystique is one?
Yeah. Who has the killer instinct? Because Mystique has killed her own child, Graydon Creed. Didn't she murder him?
And she did chuck Kurt off a waterfall.
Yeah. I have not seen... The mom for Family
poorly.
Family Circus kill Jeffy. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, we are artists.
I mean,
it can happen.
It can happen.
If she's going to kill anyone, she's going to kill PJ.
Well, I mean, with good reason.
Wear pants! Sometimes he's a baby, and sometimes he like walks around with them all, but and he's smoking.
Yeah, so Mystique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mystique wins. Next, I feel like a lot of these are lopsided, the first round at least. The first round are lopsided.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this round, two of the best moms. Two of the best moms in comics.
Mm-hmm.
That's representing Trumpian.
Two
of the best moms.
These are great moms.
Oh, super moms.
Super, very smart moms, intelligent moms. These are the top moms I've ever seen.
Must we?
Yes. No. Maybe.
Round two.
Coming from New York City, it's the Invisible Woman, Susan Richards.
Boom!
Versus a real country gal. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Ma Kent.
Oh.
Nobody,
my first
they both
thought is
some
that
powerful kids.
Nobody thought to put the Ma Hunkle in here, unfortunately.
No, Ma. I was so close, but it was like only one Ma. I got a one Ma limit.
Yeah.
Obviously, the power side goes to
Ma Kent.
Yeah. Yes. No.
She could
Invisible Woman. But at the same time, if you do anything to Ma Kent.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen?
You're in trouble.
Yeah. You're going to rain Kryptonian hellfire upon your personage.
That's
so
true.
So it's like a. But we can't really bring in other people. But at the same time, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You may win this tournament, but...
But is it really worth it?
You're effed later.
It's true.
So they just settle things over a nice piece of apple pie, or...?
Maybe. Mm. Ma's like, you know what? I'm just going to step down, because I don't want my boy to hurt you.
You know what? I think for the sake of the podcast, that's a good call. Because I don't want Ma Kent to do that to everyone else.
No.
Okay.
I accept it.
So Sue Storm moves on.
Ma Kent, I promise you, much tougher than she was.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah, no.
But
she is not create a telekinetic
No, that's true.
That can
she can't make invisible force fields that can literally
Has Ma Kent ever had superpowers?
No, well, I mean, you never know. She is my uncle. Silver Age.
Just puts a paw on her head.
Oh. It's a good secret.
Round three.
Talia al Ghul.
Ooh.
Versus Chi-Chi from Dragon Ball. Who's also very, very strong.
She's tough. She fights. Okay, it's Goku's wife. Goku's the main guy. His hair's very pointy.
Sure.
Her hair, less pointy.
Less pointy.
I'm going to let the two of you handle this one.
What do you think of this? This is actually...
This is a pretty good one. They're both, like, fighters.
They're both fighty ladies.
Yeah. I mean...
Both and I feel like it could kind of go either way.
It kind of could. Yeah. Like, Talia is... Depending on what version, but she could be pretty damn ruthless.
Oh, yeah. She a real sneaky lady.
Yeah. But... I feel like Dragon Ball is kind of on its own.
Merc is literally on his phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dragon Ball's in a different world. Dragon Ball, level,
don't
though.
Care.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the normal people in that cast are like really actually super strong. Yeah. It's when like, you think about it.
Oh, you could blow up a car by blinking at it.
Yeah.
It's hard to fight against that.
Yeah.
Even if you're a sneaky lady with guns and swords and an army of ninjas. Yeah. An army of ninjas is nothing against these people.
Oh, absolutely. And you can't even bring them. It's one-on-one.
No.
We have a bias, though. I feel like we have a very strong bias.
We absolutely do have a bias. If only there were someone who were less biased here to help us out. But no, he's playing Angry Birds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel...
Just for the moms who are listening, Merc doesn't watch the old Dragon Ball. No clue. Nothing.
It's a tough ninja lady versus a tough kung fu lady.
All right.
But the kung fu lady's stronger, but the ninja lady fights dirty.
Yeah.
So who's a go-to?
Would the ninja lady maybe threaten Goten?
Oh, absolutely.
I would
mistake.
I would go with ninja lady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going kung fu lady. Kyle's in a real pickle here.
That's a diddly.
I think I'm going to go kung fu lady on this.
Yeah.
Everybody was kung fu.
I'm gonna go with.
You ask like, my opinion, and then
no. We needed someone to lose.
Well,
it's you, Merc. It's you.
Yeah.
I mean, we could also base these people on how good a mom are they.
Oh, Chi-Chi's a much better mom.
But it's a fight.
Yeah, it's a fight.
Not a mom fight.
Yeah.
Not a who does better.
It's not an episode of Just Like Mom.
Yeah.
Look out, Mom. Here we come.
Which is back.
Is it?
It is. It's called Just Like Mom and Dad now.
Just like my parental unit.
Just like Gary. But no, I think Chi-Chi would
win
this fight.
All right.
But, I mean, if this were not a out-in-the-open fight.
Really?
If this were any other situation, I think Talia would take it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But again, she can't really pull all of her
Chi-Chi.
Tricks.
Just hearing the name Chi-Chi is like,
everyone
lose,
in that
you
show
lose.
Has a ridiculous name.
Exactly.
It's everybody.
They're,
all,
they're
lose.
All food puns from Japan. I think hers means like milk, doesn't it?
Probably.
So milk wins.
Milk.
Good job, guys.
Milk beats
turns out,
the demon's daughter.
Lactose intolerance.
Round four.
Two of the best moms. First of all, Aunt May.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... She's a mom.
She's a mom.
Yeah. She's a mom.
That's his mom.
Versus Alana from Saga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Okay, which Aunt May are we talking?
I picture old, long
like
face.
Standard,
hair
classic
bun.
Aunt
yeah.
May.
Yeah.
Classic Aunt May.
Now, is she the Golden Herald of Galactus at this point?
I don't believe she is.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Nor is she the...
I would...
Like, Alana has...
I'm going to have to give this to... I think she's a soldier.
That's true.
Yeah. And she wouldn't especially care. That's... Oh, I've got to punch out this old lady.
Oh! Oh! Grandpa!
Done.
No, that's true.
Now to have,
Aunt May,
now to
Aunt
have
May,
gratuitous sex.
Aunt May might try to
comic?
Trick her with poisoned wheat cakes, but I don't think she's got that kind of prep, unfortunately.
I have an ex-husband who has many arms. He'd
she beat
be
the chameleon
angry.
That way, I'm just saying. But Alana would also beat the chameleon, so, you know what? Yeah, Alana's got to
the chameleon
Alana.
Would be crying.
Yeah.
Final round. One. Fight.
All right, so Next up is Mystique versus Susan Richards.
Ooh.
And that one's a little more interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know what? Like, it's
Mystique would, like, do everything possible to throw her off.
Yeah.
Take the form of Franklin or something like mm-hmm. that. That would make that things pretty dicey.
It'd be tough, though, because, like, really, like, Sue's been around for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a tough nut.
Yes.
And she's, like, she's really, like, one of the most powerful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's potentially one of the most powerful, period,
yeah.
in Marvel Universe, I think. If you're not counting, like, stupid century or any of that nonsense. Focus but again, like, century. Literally, I except hate this him. Character. I hate him. But, yeah, like, she literally could just, oh, you're in a bubble and now you don't have air.
Yeah.
Just anytime.
Or here's a squishy
force. Oh, no, my, yeah. Oh, no, my nose bled a little bit.
Yeah.
That means it hurt my brain.
Yeah. Like, it, you know, anything.
But really, like.
She's got a force field. Any attack.
Or she has a force field inside your brain.
Yeah. And yeah. then expand. And yeah. your head just explodes. Yeah. But then is she that much. She's not a killer.
No.
That's the one advantage that Mystique has. Mm-hmm. Is that she is.
She will kill.
Ruthless. And she will take any opportunity. And she will.
But can she get close enough to do that? No.
Depends on the fight or how it's set up.
Or can I she? Said, no.
Or are the two she? Just thrown into a pit and then they yeah. look at each other and go, let's go? Or is it these two are going to fight just at some point?
Even if they're thrown into a pit and it's a let's go and they're both confused, in many other situations, I would say Mystique would have the upper hand.
Yeah.
But Sue Richards has been doing this a long freaking
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're giving it to Sue.
Like, oh, we're doing that gladiatorial fight for amusement thing. Okay, pop.
It's like us. Mystique. Oh, yeah, you're a real bastard, Mystique. Who am I married to? I'm married to Reed Richards. I can handle anything.
I haven't had an orgasm in 29 years.
So we're keeping things G-rated.
Why do you think he built Herbie?
Oh, God.
Oh, right. I forgot. Can we cut this? Can we cut that?
Oh, God. We can't get through one episode.
We tried. We tried our best. So, who took that?
I gotta give it to Sue, man.
Yeah.
I think it would be close. Like, yeah. It would be a matter of opportunity.
There'd be some close calls with Mystique.
If she had an opening, she would do it, but it would be very difficult.
Yeah.
Odds are in Sue's favor.
Yeah. But the minute, like, there'll be a close call, and then there won't be another one.
Final round to fight.
Chi-Chi versus Alana.
Marco has the magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so she, Alana doesn't have any magic, really. She's
guns and pragmaticism.
Yeah.
Which, really, not that dissimilar from Chi-Chi.
You guys will have to call this one. Like, I really don't know this character at all.
Like, Chi-Chi's definitely stronger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even
more so, probably, in this case. I feel like. Yeah.
Think of Saga and how there's been several characters that Alana's been up against that is like,
oh, yeah.
I'm defending my family, I'm defending my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm defending myself, and she's taking down some pretty hefty
characters. That's definitely true.
Yeah. Honestly, I would probably give this one to Alana.
Yeah. I'm kind of could go either way, but it does make sense.
I'll
allow it.
Because at the end of the day, Alana is a main character and Chi-Chi is a side character.
That's true.
And they get knocked out to give the main characters something to do.
Like we're going by Dragon Ball storytelling rules,
so yeah. Get knocked out and wait for Goku. He should be there in the next 7 years or so.
Final round. Fight!
Sue Storm versus Alana. I don't know her last name.
Yeah. I don't know if they were. I'm sure.
Versus Alana.
From Sega.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Keep talking, though.
Alana please. Banana. So,
Alana Bedelia.
Oh, Bedelia. Man.
No, I mean, then my phone died. So
it's a similar situation where I think like Alana would could be just as ruthless and tough and tricky as say, like Mystique. The difference is I feel like Sue wouldn't have a lot of sympathy for Mystique. You know what I mean? Like, Sue might hold back a little bit more on Alana.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That said, I don't think she can lose.
No.
No.
She'll go softer on her. I think if anybody's
going to do it, Mystique would have taken Sue Storm.
And then it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah. I think as soon as Sue Storm entered this competition,
yeah, it was like, it's done. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I also had her written down.
Oh, did you? That was your level?
I scratched her out and put Chi-Chi in, actually. Or somebody else. Was it Chi-Chi? No. It was somebody else. I put somebody else in.
I think
Mystique. I put Mystique in. That's who it was. Because I was like, she's pretty powered out. Yeah. So... Listen, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Sue. It was always Sue.
One thing I did notice while trying to make these lists, I don't know if you guys noticed as well, there are not a ton of characters who are moms in these comics. In these comics.
Yeah. I mean, I try to aim for... Because you could have just literally had just, like, mom, family, supporting characters only. Well, yeah.
I didn't want that at all.
No, I know. And it was like Jessica Jones. How few... characters are really allowed to, you know,
yeah,
grow at
it's the whole thing where comics are the middle part of the story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Sue mainly from like getting married so early in the run and having a kid like pretty early and like during the original run, right?
There are like when I was looking at them like, do I want to pick this one, do I want to pick that one? And they, some of them would either, I was like, okay, I intentionally picked a powerful one, knowing she would probably make the run, but at the same time as like Jessica Drew,
yes,
was the other one. Yep. I was like, should I go pick her? Then she could, she would have a good run for it. So there was a few other ones that along the way. I'm like,
it's the same thing we always run into when we do this thing. We've got one cosmically powered character versus like a guy with nunchucks.
So Thor versus Master of Kung Fu,
Why did I put Jackson there?
Thor versus Aunt May.
I'd read that.
Impressive.
So now we bring you to the second part of the Mother's Day.
Which is spectacular. It's a personal note.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a personal thing. We did an interesting little thing. We interviewed our moms.
Not as a group. That would have been weird.
No.
It would have been.
And hard to coordinate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We each interviewed our moms in different ways, I think. We all kind of had a different approach to it. When we were talking about it, my original idea was like, I'm just going to quiz my mom to see how much comic knowledge she has. Like, what do you know about Spider-Man? Like, just that sort of thing. And then I think you guys kind of took it each a different direction.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of like, I had a kind of a rough idea, and then you sit down and actually talk, and it just sort of becomes what it
does. Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Aww. Mine was weird and uncomfortable.
Really?
I put my mom on the spot. No, it was fine.
Yeah. So I guess we'll...
Okay, here's the first one. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Okay.
And now here's my mommy.
So I've just got a couple questions. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm well. You want to introduce yourself?
I am Evelyn Lees.
Mm-hmm. And you're here to party.
And I'm going to a party.
Yeah.
To a dinner.
She is. So you only got a couple minutes. So I've just got a couple of... Do you know much of anything about comic books?
Not really.
Not really? What's, like... So I'm going to ask a couple, like... What I would consider easy questions, but like that's a thing that I know a bunch about, not necessarily something that you know a bunch about, so your answers might be a little different. What powers does Spider-Man have? Let's go with, for one.
Oh, he's magic.
He's magic.
He's magic. He's got powers coming out of his fingers.
Like, like what? Like what could he do?
He can spin webs.
Uh-huh. How big?
Big.
Oh, any size. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's see. What else?
I know Blondie.
You know Blondie? What do you know about Blondie?
She was a dumb blonde.
Yeah, she was a flapper. And Dagwood abandoned his family to marry her, and now they...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Blondie goes back to the, I think, the 20s.
Ooh. Way before my time.
Yeah. Before mine, too. There's a rich history of Blondie comics. And in the past 50 years, it's just been the same three panels.
Yeah. I'm getting Blondie mixed up with Veronica and...
And Betty.
Two other, Veronica and Betty, and there was a third.
Midge? Cheryl Blossom?
No, I can't
remember. Big Ethel? How about Batman? What do you know about Batman? Do you know any, like,
he's got a partner named Robin.
That's right. It's true. He hangs out with a small child. Drives a fast car.
Drives a fast car and wears a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you think he wears that mask?
To disguise himself.
Because if he didn't disguise himself, then what? What? What would happen?
Maybe people would recognize him.
Probably. I mean, he's world famous billionaire Bruce Wayne.
Oh, is he?
He is.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Been around for a long time.
Do you know why he became Batman?
Nope.
Because his parents got killed.
Ooh, that's not so good.
And he was a small child and he decided, oh, I'm going to make sure that no one ever has to go through that again by wearing a mask and punching people.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, well, that's comics.
Oh, dear.
What else have I got? What other questions? You are very uncomfortable with this.
I am.
Try doing it once a week for 4 years.
Oh, my heavens. No, thanks.
You'd get a lot more comfortable with it.
Yeah, I guess you would. You'd sort of have to.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Don't have a choice.
You get over that, my voice sounds weird. Is that what my voice sounds like?
Yeah.
Eventually, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's what my voice sounds
like. That's me. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else have I got?
I think you should interview your father instead.
Well, maybe next time.
Oh, dear.
Break into song.
I didn't read many comics when I was a kid.
That's okay. What did you like to read when you were a kid?
I don't know. Library books.
Yeah. Well, but like, what kind of library books?
Oh, depending what time of year, what age I was.
Nancy Teen Drew?
Books. No, Anne of Green Gables. You should know that.
Well, I didn't want to stereotype you. Yes, everyone from PEI loves Anne of Green Gables.
That's right.
And cow's ice cream.
No, I don't like cow's ice cream.
Oh, no?
No, it's too sweet.
You like that bitter ice cream.
Well, no, not that sweet. It's too sweet.
Right. Well, is there anything that you would like to add?
Not really.
I'm really putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, you are.
I know I am.
How about a piece of banana bread?
I'll leave it with that.
Oh, dear. Right. I'm sorry, Carl. No.
Well, I did put you on the spot. You were very good about it.
Oh, dear.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The Blondie. I liked went for Blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she knows the newspaper comics.
Oh,
right?
Of course. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah.
That's we should have talked about Jeffy.
Oh, yeah. Jeffy.
You just self-censored yourself. Then immediately after.
Three moms do not.
Wow.
Three Helens do not agree. Okay, cut that. Do not cut that. That's
funny. No, please. Can't.
In. Don't swear.
So I think the tradition of me being the least prepared person for the podcast, I think I got that from my mom.
She didn't need to be prepared for anything.
No, she didn't. That was just... No, because she got by on charisma.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, she did great.
Absolutely. She had her answers. Yeah. Like, she knows what she knows.
Exactly.
She actually... The way you presented it is like she didn't know much about comics. She had more there than I was expecting.
She thinks Batman's an idiot.
I'm not being mean to my mom.
No, of course not. She's got no time for Batman's bullshit. And that's frankly, right. More people in Batman's life should have that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut it out, my guy. Come on. Just chill out.
That is weird.
It is weird. It's incredibly weird.
Now let's move on to Bri's interview with his darling mother.
All right, so this is Bri, and I'm here with my mom.
Hi.
Hello. So just wanted to ask a few questions, obviously, about the comic books, obviously. Okay. So growing up, I don't know how old would you have been when you first kind of read comics as like a kid, I guess.
Gosh, probably, I'm going to say around 10.
10 o'clock, 10.
10.
10, okay.
Yeah, probably around there.
All right, okay. So that would have been, sorry, I'm not going to ask when it was or anything like that.
It was a long time ago.
So we'll say it was probably roughly the what they call the Silver Age of comics.
Okay.
Which would be, like 60s, 70s kind of a thing, right?
Correct.
In that kind of an era, Let's loosely go with that.
Very loosely, yes.
Yep, yep. And what was one that stands out to you as like a favorite?
I always enjoyed Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And Archie comics probably were probably the ones I read the most.
Cool. Do you remember like where you first, you know, kind of came across comics?
I'm sure we bought them at the corner store.
Yeah. Just sort of something that naturally you'd kind of see
probably
right at eye level when you're...
Yeah, we had like the magazine rack at the two corner stores within walking distance to the house. And of course, money wasn't that plentiful. So
at the time, I imagine they were probably like...
Probably about a nickel.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Or a dime, maybe a dime.
Maybe a dime for the...
Something like
double
that.
Double digest.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, and that's... Because I grew up with the double digest.
Yeah.
Every time you go to the grocery store, I'd just be like, ugh, double digest. And that's still a thing.
But
which
they they had single ones as well.
Like the actual, like the bigger.
Nope. Archie's were the small ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Fantastic Four would have been more like the comic book.
They were the comic book. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So those ones there would be, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you just sort of like pick them up whenever you see them, I guess.
Well, yeah, whenever you have a few extra.
Yeah.
A little bit extra money.
A couple of small coins that could jangle in a pocket.
Exactly.
What about Fantastic Four in particular? I'm curious. What about that in particular, like, jumped out to you? Because I imagine, like, you'd flip through them and be like, I want this one. This one seems interesting.
I really love the Thing.
Yeah.
I just had a soft spot in my heart for the Thing. I just loved them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, he's like a big, rocky dude, but he's got kind of a soft heart, and he's got those, like,
he was sweet.
Yeah, he's rough, but sweet.
Exactly, and I just loved him, so every comic that highlighted him was my favorite.
Cool. And this would have been back during its original run,
because
I know that, like, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby were the creators, and they were on that book for, like, 100-something issues.
Right.
So it started in like 61 or 60. I think it was 61.
Okay.
So it would have been, their run would have been like quite a while.
Exactly.
So that would have been in keeping of those, huh?
I don't believe so.
No, that would have been.
No, that would have been too nice.
You kind of wish, maybe.
Yeah.
Some of those might be valuable.
Yeah.
Any, so we can cut stuff out. Yeah. I'm kind of falling over myself a little bit here. But any other characters from that run sort of jump out at you, like any villains or anything that you recall? I mean, I guess it was a while ago, but it was the character, right?
It was, yeah, the characters. It wasn't anything to do with the villains. The villains didn't really matter to me
because
I just wanted the heroes to.
And again, and especially them, they're like a family, and sort of the personalities. Well, I mean, the movies are sort of based on the same kind of idea that are happening now, even though the Fantastic Four are kind of not in them right now.
That's
but,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Archie, I mean, I had that same thing. You probably introduced me to Archie. That was probably,
I'm sure I did.
I don't know if you remember. It's hard to remember stuff when you're a kid, though. So sorry to put you on the spot with that.
That's okay.
Because I recall, and in like literally the first episode we recorded, we were talking about like first memory of like comics. And there was like a random issue of, it was called Secret Wars. I don't know if you know anything. It was like in the house, I think. I don't know where I got it. And it was like Marvel, but it had like Fantastic Four and it had like, it had like all the Marvel heroes. It was a big crossover thing. Do you remember anything about that?
I don't.
I don't know where it came from. I just remember like having it and like reading it. And it was like literally number 10 out of like 12 or something. So I had no idea what the story was before or after. And I just, I'm just using this as an opportunity to try to solve a mystery. I don't know where it came from. My best theory is still that, like, Stan Lee stuck into the house and said, here we go. And, just to plant that seed.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Really, I don't.
I gotta imagine, like, yeah, well, you obviously bought me Archie comics.
Well, I certainly pushed that.
A good few
in.
Of them, yes.
Yes.
So, so it's your fault.
It is.
Cool. And I don't know, even just growing up or anything like that, like, is there any other characters like superheroes or otherwise that have ever sort of jumped out at you for any particular reason that kind of had any meaning for you?
Well, I was drawn to the Hulk, and it's probably because of the Thing. I don't know.
It's kind it's of a, just, a thing here.
It's a thing.
Kind of a big misunderstood.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a thing.
Yes. And I love Jughead. I mean, he same type of thing.
He was always my favorite too.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure who your favorite Archie character was. And I've always been a Jughead fan.
Yep.
And I think you steered me in that direction. That's interesting. But it's always kind of the ones that are a bit of an outcast and a bit of like just not
the underdog. Exactly. Or what you perceive to be the underdog. Yeah. Not necessarily.
But I mean, like Jughead, like he's fine. He gets along with people, but he doesn't, you know, he's not interested in the same thing as everybody else. And he's kind of the outsider. And
he was his own person.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I never made those connections. That's amazing. It's almost like you raised me or something.
I didn't like Veronica.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, she's...
Like Reggie.
He's the worst.
I know. There you go.
See? So, I mean, I was going to say, like, Betty or Veronica, but I think you just answered it.
Yep, you got it.
She's... Betty's great.
Sweet.
She's sweet. She's sweet and caring.
That's right.
Betty's just... and Veronica, yeah. Yeah, I get you. What about Moose? He's like a big...
Well, that's true, but he was just never really...
He's not much of a presence.
No.
He's kind of just there. He's kind of a punchline.
Exactly.
Moose never got his...
No, never really made that any impact.
Cool, cool. Well, okay, the mystery of Secret War is not solved. Thank you for pushing
comics. I'm very sorry.
Archie, too, has always been like massively...
And I must admit, I pushed you to buy the Archie books, but I enjoyed reading them.
Yes. And really, those double digests—that's a good value.
Very good.
It's a good value for your dollar. Very good. You get so many comics in there.
That's right.
Monthly issues. You're talking about like when it was like 5 cents or 10 cents. How much like an issue is right now?
Like
Canadian, like $5.
Really?
Just like an issue of a comic.
Wow.
I mean, I know that it's been a certain amount of time, and inflation is a thing, but
I'm sure there's tubs of them in the basement still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I got them all.
I think there are, anyway. I'll have to...
All right, well...
We'll have to check that out.
Thanks for talking to me. I'm going to go to the basement now and start digging.
Enjoy.
All right, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, Brian.
That was lovely.
That's pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It's like, again, there was a few things that were like, I didn't really know certain characters that were meaningful.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, I felt the same way. We hadn't really... At least not in recent memory, really talked about it. So it's just like, oh, I guess we're kind of alike in that regard.
The characters that you connected with were because of just how you are and the fact that you're your mom's son, or the fact that she may have steered you towards, you should read this Jughead comic. Yeah. Like, that's kind of cute.
Now, he's a different fella. He's sort of his own guy.
Yeah. The beat of his own drum.
He's a hot dog, Bri.
Yeah.
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 I wanted a dog.
I'm up.
You go now. Girl. You go, girl.
You go. So I did a quick little bit with my mom. I wasn't more interview style. I'm pretty sure my mom never really read comics. That has never come up, and I'm sure that would have come up in our conversations at some point in my life. But at the same time, I was more like quizzing her, just kind of like, hey, there's this character, like, what do you know about this one? Just to see kind of where she stands and what she knows. And so, yeah, and she surprised me, I have to say. So here's me and my mom. Okay, so I'm interviewing my mom, and we're talking about comic books, of course. What do you know about the Amazing Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, he climbs walls and he had a bite from a spider.
Oh, look at you.
And that's how he morphed into being a Spider-Man.
Right.
Is that right?
He was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. when he was a kid. He was a teenager on a class trip to a lab, and he got bit by a radioactive spider there.
Well, I didn't remember that part, but he did get bit by a spider.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
Okay.
who else? How about the Incredible Hulk? Do you know anything about the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, he turns green,
right?
And he bursts out of his clothes, and he gets mad, and he scares people.
And he scares people, yeah. No, that's true.
I don't remember why he turns green.
Right. I guess, do you remember the Lou Ferrigno
TV series, yeah. Incredible Hulk? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember in the show what triggered it?
No.
No? When he would get angry.
He'd get angry, just when he got angry?
Yeah.
That triggered it?
Yeah.
But how did he, what did he take to turn green?
I mean, he didn't take anything. He was, I don't know if the TV show reflected it as much. In the actual comics, he was a scientist that was caught in it was called a gamma bomb.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
Like this energy that irradiated him. At the time, it's everybody gets irradiated by some sort of radiation or something.
Sorry,
something.
I didn't
remember who else? How about Batman?
Batman's a very rich person. He has a butler.
Yeah. Do you know the butler's name?
Can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
He has, it's not his son, Robin, but it's a, Robin is his sidekick sort of thing.
Yeah,
and Batman fights evil.
Yeah.
And he wears a big cape and has a Batmobile.
Do you remember why he fights evil?
No.
No? Do you know anything about his parents?
No. His parents died from something. Yeah, and that's why he fights evil.
Yeah, his parents were killed in Crime Alley. They were coming out of a seeing Zorro, and he was just a kid at the time. They saw Zorro at the movie theater. So they were coming out of the theater, and they were stuck up for some money. And then the dad, mom, and dad kind of fought it, and the guy killed his parents. So then, as vengeance against crime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I can't remember. What was his butler's name?
Alfred Pennyworth.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look at you.
Alfred.
One more. Superman.
Superman comes from Krypton.
Whoa.
The Krypton Earth or whatever was going to blow up, so his mother sent him as a baby in a spaceship to Earth.
Yep.
But kryptonite can disable him.
Yep.
Yeah. But otherwise, he's very strong, and as he was growing, he was adopted by some people.
Yep.
And then as he grew, he got very strong, and then they realized that he had special powers.
Right.
And he's Clark Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he...
Look at you. You're just, way more than I thought you would. Awesome.
He loves Lois Lane? No.
Yeah.
He does. He does.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes she's horrible, though.
He becomes Clark Kent, and he's a newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
And she's a reporter.
Yeah. At the Daily Bugle.
Daily
Planet, sorry.
Daily Planet.
Oh, Daily Bugle, that's where Peter Parker, who's Spider-Man, works.
Okay.
Well, everybody's at a daily something. Okay. Everybody works at a newspaper.
Do they?
Yeah, like tons of
newspapers. Newspapers are going on.
Newspapers under. And radiation, that's basically all of comic books.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Who else?
Who would be a little more obscure, but still very popular? Do you know who Deadpool is?
Nope.
How about Wolverine?
Wolverine has the big long claws, and that's about all I know.
There's Hugh Jackman, who's
Jackman. Yeah.
He played him in 8 movies or something now.
Did
yeah.
He? Oh,
yeah.
It was 8 movies?
Something. Yeah, all the X-Men movies, and he's done, I don't know, 3, 4 Wolverine movies, whatever it is.
Hmm.
Yep.
But he has big, long...
Big claws come out of the top of his hands. Yeah, yeah. So they retract and they go into his forearm.
Okay.
And then...
I just knew he had big claws.
Right, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, son.
It was cute.
Very cute.
Oh, my mom's so cute.
Yeah.
I appreciate her clear preference for Superman.
Well, I'm thinking that must be because of the original movie.
Which was a huge thing.
Going to be her access to this information? It's going to be the movies and TVs and stuff. Like Hulk would have been strictly from the Lou Ferrigno thing.
But I mean, that was a movie that came out a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like 40 years ago, right? Yeah. So it's just even the pronunciation of Krypton was how Marlon Brando pronounced it. I yeah. think he called it Krypton, because it's always Krypton usually. Yeah. But Krypton is definitely a Superman movie thing.
That's interesting.
So that burned in her brain permanently. She, again, loves Superman.
And well, hates weird, Batman. Because
as she was saying it, she's like, Krypton. And I'm like, Krypton. Yeah. But it's like, no, that's
don't
that's,
correct that's how your, it was. Don't movie. Correct your mother.
Did I correct it? You heard you the whole.
Not. You did not.
I did not.
Very nice.
Good job, Mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job.
Go, Mommy.
Go, Mommy. Go, Speed Mommy.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I like doing that.
That was an interesting little experiment.
And all the listeners, if you haven't, it's past Mother's Day, technically. But
just past.
Guess what? If you missed it, you better call your mom. You better talk to her about comics.
There's that. And that's an interesting little thing. Yeah, just ask your mom about comics. You might have no idea.
Maybe you don't know what to talk to your mom about. Maybe talk to her about comics.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, can we talk about the Incredible Hulk?
Yeah. Maybe she loves The Thing. Maybe you also love The Thing. That's cool.
Everyone loves The Thing.
Nobody does.
Ever-loving
like...
blue-eyed thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old Ben.
So with that, I think until next Mother's Day, we'll say, see you next Mother's Day. But also, like, there'll be an episode next week, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
like that, too.
We're not like a Mother's Day-only podcast.
No.
Mother's Day comics.
We could start that.
We could.
To have a side project.
Yeah.
A once-a-year side project.
Yeah. Cool.
No, thank you.
Good luck with that, guys.
We need these microphones.
Yeah. Can I have these
It's back? Like, why are Brian Kyle in my house?
Please leave.
Oh, I live here.
Between the walls.
Yeah.
Under the floorboards. You know.
You're the ones making all the noise in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. New house, lots of creaks and groans and pops and whistles and bangs and booms.
I'm at least...
And the house makes sounds, too.
Oh! Who are we?
I'm Bri Kotick. I'm going first this time.
Yeah.
No.
You can check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, at welcometohereafter.com. Go figure. Updates on Tuesdays most of the time. And also for Welcome to Hereafter on Facebook. And I'm, you know, I'm on the social media if you want to find me.
Don't find me. Whatevers.
Eh.
I'm Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut, like Astronaut on Instagrams. You can find all of us at the Thunder Bay Country Market if you're local. If you're not local, you should come to Thunder Bay sometime.
Yeah.
There's stuff to do.
It's a cute little town.
Yeah,
just ignore the murder rate.
Let's not talk about
that. Let's not talk about next.
Yeah.
You. You're next.
Yes. Yes.
Carry on.
Okay. How do I follow? Murder rate?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm Kyle Lees, and my murder rate, I'm happy to report, is zero.
Yay. Ah, you're doing good.
No murders. No murders. That's right.
Yeah, and
the
right.
Good for most you. Most improved.
Most improved.
Most improved former murderer. Yeah, I'm a bit of a Miffum. And you can check out my Miffum-tastic works at thekylelees.com or check me out on any of the social media under The Kyle Lees. That's THEKYLELEES.
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. So hit the ba-boom button on your keyboard and ba-boom it off. Have a ba-boom in time.
My entire keyboard is just
Help
a ba-boom
me.
Button.
It's just a
big
button.
Ba-boom button. You hit boom and it brings you to the Kyle Lees.
Well, that's Apple for you.
He's trying to go to bed. You go, ba-boom. I'm trying to go to bed. Ba-boom! Stop it!
And it's always a loud voice doing it.
Yeah.
It's James Earl Jones.
Ba-boom, ba-boom. I can. But your moms are still proud of you. And that's what matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Please?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Goodbye, Mom.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Mama.
Love you.
Bye. love you more. Love you more than the other
mom. Talk to you soon. Thanks for the tang.